Oh, yeah, let's look at some Microsoft developer news this morning. What have we got? A 10 times faster TypeScript. Woohoo! Let's see how they've done it. Oh, yeah, okay, we've gone and worked on a native port of TypeScript. Yeah, let's go. Oh, yeah, new TSC. Oh, you can build and run the Go code. What? No. No. This is. No. No, this should be .NET. No. In all seriousness, let's actually take a look at what is happening. And we're going to draw it. We have TypeScript files, TS files here, yeah? But browser uses JavaScript files. We know this. TypeScript itself, however, is a project that doesn't just contain this beautiful language written by Microsoft's finest, but also has what they call a compiler called the TypeScript compiler or TSC. Now, I wouldn't call it a compiler, it's a transpiler because it changes JavaScript, TypeScript to JavaScript. But at the moment in TypeScript, the project, this compiler thing is actually written in TypeScript itself, which makes it quite slow. We all complain about how long it takes for these projects to work. It's compiled by itself. It's a circular thing, and the JavaScript runs on Node.js to actually turn your TypeScript files into JavaScript. What they want to do is upgrade this to something faster and native, and not written in TypeScript or JavaScript itself, and certainly not running on Node.js. So Microsoft have an amazing programming language. You might have heard of it. It's called C Sharp. Great runtime. It's called .NET. Does a native code as well. But instead of C Sharp and .NET, which would have been cool, they've just decided to use Go. Because they have. Now the response has been, shocking as usual. Here's the repo, Microsoft/TypeScript. Go being a Google programming language, obviously, why not? In typical fashion, we have a Pivi GitHub issue, right? We're going to give the community 500 words to justify our decision. Language choice is always a hot topic, says Ryan. Basically, they need a native executable to be used as a compiler. And Go is very good at this. .NET is not quite there yet. The AOT stuff isn't perfect. Bring back native .NET. That was cool. .NET native, yeah, from UWP days. That was quality. Right, so the choice of Go is quite surprising, given that Microsoft makes C Sharp. Yeah, duh. This is carnage. Neon Sunset goes, Reflection is fully supported on native OOT. I mean, yes, correct. Not beating that Microsoft doesn't dog food their own products allegations. Yeah, this is carnage. This is carnage. And again, who's going to vibe code it in a week? Very good. I haven't thrown my hat in the ring yet, but I might do. The agony, the agonizing that's going on here is kind of justified, I think. So, I mean, even Nick here goes, I won't be making C Sharp videos any longer. Lol, very funny. But why are people so upset about this? Well, if you remember last year, Microsoft decided to put some job ads out to work on some core stuff for Microsoft 365. And instead of looking for C Sharp and .NET devs, they decided to look for Rust developers. And again, this caused a big stink. But this is just Microsoft 365, okay? So developers don't particularly care about it, and this is just a sub team. This isn't, this is just a thing. However, TypeScript, it was invented by the guy that invented C Sharp. Yeah, this guy Anders, he's almost Andersen. You see that, Anders? If this guy invented C Sharp, and he's not going to invest time in making C Sharp and .NET good enough to be used as a scripting language transpiler. Which is what TSC is, okay? Is it all over? Is it all over? Well, The somewhat good news is that the C# and .NET guys are not the only people annoyed by this. So the Rust guys are upset as well. Yeah, look at this. Even the guys in Japanese. This guy's like, you know, if it was C# or Rust, I would be satisfied, this dude says. That's pretty cool. There are already Rust transpilers for TypeScript. If we needed something to go fast, speedy web compiler, this exists. Yeah, Rust-based platform for the web does transpiling. If they wanted to use Zig, this exists as well. Bun's amazing, and it's got that 10 times speed up for transpiling TypeScript. That was the whole purpose of this. This is just the optics needs serious improving, which then, with all this mixed messaging, what should you do? You're a C#.NET developer, yeah? What should you do? Should you stick with C#? And yes, and I keep talking about this on this channel, but you should also do TypeScript for the love of God. Please, don't fall into this C# does everything on planet Earth. It can do MAUI, it can do Dest, it can do mobile apps, it can do SPAs with Blazor. Give it a rest, okay? Give it a rest. Learn TypeScript. You should also today be dabbling in Go. Yeah, if you're doing web services, Kubernetes is all written in Go. The TypeScript compiler is about to be written in Go, which means the entire ecosystem of TypeScript and web build tools will end up in Go. And if you're a low-level guy, you might want to have a look at Rust as well. Is C# still going to be a thing going forward? Well, the mixed messages from Microsoft really, really worry me. Microsoft chappies, I know some of you watch this channel. Please, we need a win here. .NET needs a win. Build something in .NET for a change. Please, begging you. That's all I ask. People are dying out here. All right. Thanks for watching.